From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. FBI Director Christopher Wray is defending his agency in response to a scathing Inspector General's report that heavily criticized the actions of his predecessor in investigating former candidate Hillary Clinton's email server. Wray said the report only addresses a specific set of facts and the actions of a handful of individuals, but does not reflect the integrity of the FBI as a whole.
Nothing in this report impugns the integrity of our workforce as a whole or the FBI as an institution.
The report cited former Director James Comey as insubordinate for publicly announcing he recommended against criminal charges for Hillary Clinton months before the 2016 election, and then alerting Congress just days before the vote that the investigation was being reopened. At the White House, spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the report points out political biases at the FBI.
Causes a great deal of concern, and I think points out the political bias that the president's been talking about and that has been repeatedly mentioned from this administration that we found to be a huge problem, and we're glad they're looking into it.
Both Republicans and Democrats have been critical of Comey's handling of the Clinton investigation, but the report does not vindicate either group. New York's attorney general filed a lawsuit Thursday accusing Donald Trump of illegally using money from his charitable foundation to settle lawsuits against his business empire and to steer donations to his political campaign. The two-year investigation detailed a closely coordinated effort between Trump's campaign and foundation to promote his political persona by giving big amounts of other people's money in the run-up to the Iowa caucuses. This